You've had a rich life and great experience doing lots of different things. One of my concerns is, where are the next generation of young forestry professionals going to come from? We see a lot of the universities around the world closing down, forestry universities, mm-hmm. forestry courses. It's a concern that a lot of forestry courses, for me, seem to focus on very much the social aspects, which I think is great. But at the end of the day, someone needs to know how to do an inventory, or someone needs to cut down a tree and learn how to get it to market at a price that makes sense. And this goes for community forestry as well as anything. I mean, what would your words of inspiration be to try and convince people that forestry is a great profession and it's worth going into?
Well, I always had a passion for forests and for trees, and the tree is still something wonderful for me.
You're surrounded by forests here in your home?
Yes, we are surrounded by forests, and I think still many people feel this, and at least in Switzerland we still have many forestry schools on different levels, so I think the how to do an inventory, and this is not the problem in Switzerland, but probably in other countries. I don't have the overview of that. Probably in a certain time we probably had too many forestry students, and they had difficulties to find jobs, and we are now in a rebound.
Right.
But after the rebound, probably a new rebound will come into the other sense. But I'm not so pessimistic about forestry as a whole.
And your hopes for the FSC?
I
think going through rocky ground sometimes.
It was important that the Cape Town meeting was seemed to be have been a good meeting. So I'm more confident than I was about 1 year ago, when I always heard the rumors of negative developments.
These controversial certificates in the tropics in particular, I think, has helped to bring down some of the good feeling around FSC and its credibility. But this is where precious woods...
What have been the controversial?
Yeah, there's been certificates in Guyana with mm-hmm. Barama around the forest there. There's been Vericel in Brazil with the eucalyptus plantations.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, there was an operation in Indonesia, Diamond Right. It's not a lot of certificates. It's mm-hmm. just a handful, I would say, of certificates where people are scratching their head saying, how can that happen? How can these guys be certified?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just raised a lot of questions around the FSC process. But I think, from my point of view, one of the great things that happened at the General Assembly was there was motions put forward to try and strengthen the performance of the certification bodies, which the certification bodies themselves spoke very positively about, and these motions were passed. So I wouldn't say those problems are behind us, but I think that the FSC members have moved to put in place better systems and procedures to make sure that these things don't happen again in the future.
Of course, I think there is a danger that the FSC criteria are always put higher, 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 and at the end nobody can afford it anymore.
Right.
That is also a danger.
Yeah, we can't have the moving goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a hard target to reach.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Let me have a little pause here and think.
You know, something concerns, gives me some concern, that still today we have this prejudice that forestry kills the tree, the forest. And this is still very wrong in the general perceptions of the world. They still think that the foresters want to clear cut, and especially in a tropical forest where every 20 or 30 meters you have one tree that is worth being sawn. Nobody, no timber man would ever come to the idea to clear cut all the thin things. But Greenpeace and many others are still saying the same thing, the same silly thing, that the foresters want to clear cut. But it's always the farmers.
It's the farmers, right.
And this concerns me, that it will be difficult to change the superficial public opinion about this point.
At this point. I mean, I see a lot of more FSC label now on things like paper products and stuff like that. So my sense is that with that label being more visible in the market, that the consumers are going to, hopefully, going to say, oh, what's that about? And start learning about the FSC.
Yeah.
And I hope so, because then I think public opinion can start getting a perception that it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we need to make sure that these controversial certificates and falsely labelled products that sometimes find their way to the market don't happen anymore. Because if the people buy an FSC labelled product because they want to support the forests, they better support the forests. We better not have falsely labelled FSC product.
Yeah.
So I think this is where I agree. I think the Cape Town meeting was very important because it gave us the platform to put in place systems to make sure the credibility of the FSC label doesn't get undermined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, the other thing that I've written down here is about yourself. I mean, I'm interested to, we talked about, you know, why not me? I think the other thing that I would say about your life is one of great humility.
Yeah.
Humility. Very humble.
Uh-huh.
All through our discussion, you've told me that you didn't lead this, you didn't do this yourself, you did this in partnership with others. You've been a great leader, I think, but a great leader as part of teams, and teams that you've built yourself. And, I mean, do you think that's been an important part of your success?
I suppose so, yes.
We see a lot of people out waving flags, telling the world how great they are as individuals, especially a lot of these companies we see who are all now in financial crisis around the world.
Yeah.
They're often built around the personality of one person who goes and pushes themselves forward. You've had a very socialistic approach to it, where you've taken forward teams. Do you think that's an important role model for future generations?
Yeah. Yes, it was also one of the most satisfying elements in my life. When now people come to me and say, Andres, you played an enormously important role for my life, because once you came to me and you said, I see you in this position. And I would not have thought of that. But when I really did it, what you said, this opened a totally new field of life for me. You know, in politics, for instance, I went to some people at their home and said, Ursi, I think you could go into the school, the board of the school. You would be okay for this. And she was a very modest person. She would never have had this thought to go for this, but because I motivated her Then she, for 12 or 16 years, she worked in the board of the school, and she was a very important and prominent member of the school board and developed herself, and was a good symbiosis between her and her task.
And the whole community benefited as a result.
Yeah, and so also in Precious Woods, I have got many feedbacks in the last weeks and months, and this gives me always a great pleasure to read. Well, you have shown trust in me at that so many years ago.
A difficult time in their life?
And you told me, take this challenge, and you gave me the power and the confidence to do it, and this was very important for my life. I think this is really enjoying.
You look back on lots of individual lives you've helped change in some way.
Yes.
It's very rewarding.
Yes. And and you know, I was 25 years a doctor, and to be successful as a doctor, you must learn to listen, because if you don't understand what the patient's problem is, you will never be able to help him. So I think that was an important school, or an important process for me, to learn to listen, also in a limited time.
Yes.
You know, a doctor, he has not 2 hours to listen to every patient, and if you really listen, then you give also your partner the feeling that he is listened and that he is understood, and that he feels comfortable. I think that was also very, very important. Some managers often think it's only important what they say, and they don't realize how important listening is. And of course, I had to learn a lot in this during my life. You know, when I was young, I was very much the guy who said, well, now Andres is coming, finally something showing you where the way goes, and you will all be grateful to have finally somebody who tells you the direction. I think that's normal that we also make this kind of mistakes, and we have to go through this kind of processes to learn,
to grow up in a way, to become mature.
And I think as Precious Woods was my main activity for the last 15 years, Precious Woods profited more from all those processes of myself than the activities before, where I was still learning on the job in Precious Woods, but I had already learned some lessons before.
A strong background.
Yeah. And I think when you got to learn me, when I came first to the Lake of Geneva, you also perceived me like this, that I didn't come and say, well, Scott, I will tell you now how things are going.
Right.
But still, you know, after the discussion, I said, well, I think in this point we know similarly much as you, So for the time being, we don't need your assistance for this, because your assistance would not bring so much.
At that time, it wouldn't have added anything.
Yeah. Added value.
No. We were just starting in the Congo then.
Yeah, and I think this was very well acceptable for both parts.
Sure, absolutely. But in time, you know, we started to work together, looking at the social things when it made sense.
You developed much a higher competence than we did, certainly.
So things are going forward now with Sofoma, and as we said yesterday with CEB, we gave very little assistance. I think they've done a great job. But yes, Norbert Gami went to visit them and gave them a bit of advice. So yeah, it's great how these partnerships can come and develop. Yeah. I think. Well, I think Andres, you know, listening, humility, motivating people, and the why not me philosophy is these are great lessons and
great elements
of a life well lived, and for me an inspirational life. As I said yesterday when we started this, I've been very lucky to have met you, and I really appreciated the opportunity to talk with you and to learn of your life and your experience, and I hope that your life will continue to inspire many, many other young people. I know the people in TFT, when they knew I was coming to see you have said, give Andres our best wishes, please.
Mm-hmm.
You've inspired them, and they have only met you once.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people at Precious Woods, have received this motivation from you as well. And so I want to thank you for what you've done for forestry, for the FSC, for sustainable forestry, but for me personally,
mm-hmm.
and our organisation, you've been a great inspiration. And
too much honour, I think.
No, not enough, I think. And your humility coming in there again, Andres. This is not a time to be humble, and we really thank you. And hope that the next months and go as well as can be for you. And Erica as well.
I hope so, yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.
Ciao. And we will.